Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama answers Susan from the Internet, who is looking for websites that will assist me to do the following. Apply for a tax ID number and conduct a doing business as name search in my state and or county. Are these services available on the Internet? Well, Susan, of course. Everything's available on the Internet. Simply click on the link I'm about to give you, and you'll learn how to get your federal ID number online. Be sure to print out and fill in IRS Form SS4, the application for federal ID number, before you fill it in online. That way, you'll be sure to have all the answers in hand. Otherwise, if you have to stop and look up the information or call someone to explain something, the system just might time out. As to getting your DBA, your doing business as name, contact the Secretary of State's office in your state. All the corporations will be registered there. They have names that are protected statewide. The Secretary of State's office will be able to tell you if the name you want is available. In fact, it might be well worth your time to visit your state's Secretary of State website. Now, that's a mouthful for somebody like me with a lisp. They pretty much all have them these days. The website, I mean, not the lisp. You should be able to search for a name in your SOS's database, and if that name's not there, it's yours. While you're at it, be sure to see if the domain name is available that goes with it. Look for it in .com format. Nowadays, it doesn't pay to invest in a good business name if, when your customers look for you online, they find someone else's website using that name. You can also get the .biz version and other versions if you like, but make sure to buy the .com domain even before you register the business name with IRS or with your state. You can grab that name for as little as $8.95 at places like GoDaddy or Dotster, and I'll give you the links online. So, my suggestion is, start with a domain name, then with your Secretary of State site, and only then register for your federal ID number with the IRS using your own new unique name. And remember, you'll find answers to lots of business questions and other tax information free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.